Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
It's at 130. Robert E. Boer, 83, of rural Viola.
It's the 15th annual Groundhog Day celebration now through February 1st at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. Will we see six more weeks of winter? It doesn't matter because we're rolling out fantastic savings that will leave you springing for joy. We have over 80 pre-owned and program vehicles to choose from. See our website at joneschev.com and see the inventory with over 70 new Chevrolets, including the Silverado and all new Chevy Equinox. Groundhog Day at Jones Chevrolet, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News. General Motors reporting that it lost nearly $3 billion in the last quarter, but that was driven by a more than $5 billion restructuring charge related to its business in China. Surveillance video providing new possible clues into the cause of the Eaton fire in California, which killed 17 people and destroyed thousands of homes in Altadena, says ABC's Trevor Ault.
Lawyers of suing residents now point to alarming surveillance video they believe shows that the fire sparked from a SoCal Edison power line. They argue the power line sparked, then the fire spreading rapidly in the mountainside within 10 minutes. SoCal Edison telling ABC News they have seen the video, which the New York Times provided. The company is evaluating it as part of an ongoing investigation.
Now open in New York City, a full-scale replica of the rooms where Anne Frank wrote her diary, the first time it's been recreated outside of the museum in Amsterdam. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture & Mattress located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Calling
Serving all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-647-6444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Caring for you and about you, it's Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like another breezy day shaping up thanks to another low-pressure system sweeping from southern Canada down through the northern Great Lakes. Wind gusts could be up over 30 miles per hour this afternoon here, even over 40 miles per hour in southeast Wisconsin, where wind advisory has been posted for this afternoon. Otherwise, the snow with this system staying up in northeast Minnesota, diving down through upper and lower Michigan, just a little bit of that grazing into far north and northeast Wisconsin this morning. Otherwise, slightly cooler air will filter in for tomorrow, but that will quickly be replaced by warm air on Thursday from the southwest. In fact, we could have near record high temperatures. The record for Richland Center Thursday afternoon is 51 degrees. From 2013, we should be pretty close to that. It does look like a storm south of Wisconsin could bring us just a touch of light precipitation Thursday night, and then we'll see more activity come in from the west going into Saturday and Sunday. So today, look for partly cloudy and breezy conditions, high near 44, wind from the west to southwest at 15 to 25. A few clouds and breezy tonight, low 26, partly cloudy to sunny and a bit cooler tomorrow, high 37, northwest to west wind 10 to 15. On Thursday, unseasonably warm with high temperatures up around record levels, high near 50, sunshine giving way to clouds late, 30% chance of light rain and snow showers Thursday night. On Friday, a bit of light rain or snow possible in the early morning, decreasing clouds by afternoon and cooler, high 38 degrees. Saturday, cloudy with a 40% chance of light snow by late morning, maybe an inch or so, high at 33. Sunday, warmer with scattered light snow and rain showers, high temperature 41. And Monday, breezy and chilly with some sun returning, the high near 23. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is hanging out at 21 degrees. Also, some sunshine. 42 was yesterday's high with a trace of precip, some snow, and a record high was set in 1914 at 52. Record low, 32 below zero in 1963. Last year's high, 34, and the low, 31. Sunset will happen in 8 minutes after 5. Sunrise time will be at 7:21, coming up tomorrow morning. Right now, the air is calm. No precipitation today and sunshine. We're up to 21 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
WRCO Sports, sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center in Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center, a top flooring provider boasting over 40 years of expert installation. And the WRCO Sports Boosters. A recap of last night's action and the Bucks with a victory last night over Utah. Those stories coming up.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
Bosworth swings it cross court. Oh, almost stolen. Jaden Shep will plant for a three. It is good. Jaden Shep nails a three. 60-57, 55 seconds remaining.
The Richland Center boys basketball team won a non-conference game last night, 62-57, over visiting Black River Falls. The Hornets built a 10-point lead in the second half before the Tigers went on a 12-0 run to take the lead, which they would not give up until late in the game. Wes Bosworth had a 3-point play after making a basket and getting fouled to help the team draw closer and then tie it at 57. But then that 3-point basket from Jaden Shep and two free throws from brother Trayton Shep, and the Hornets are able to claim the victory against their Cooley Conference opponent. Richland Center improved to 8-8 for the season. Hornets senior Wes Bosworth had 24 points to lead all scorers. Jaden Shep had 13, including 3 3-pointers. Other scorers for Richland Center were Liam Fingerson with 9. Trayton Shep scored 6. Brady Dosh and Garrison Weiss both had 5. The team struggled at the free throw line as they shot 12 for 29. They made 4 3-pointers. The Tigers were led by sophomore Braylon Backus with 22. Nolan Beam added 15, and Cecil Lopez put in 14. BRF was 10 for 14 from the line, and they made 9 3-pointers. The Hornets lost the JV game to the visitors 50-45. Following the 62-57 win, the Hornets will prepare to host conference foe Platteville coming up Thursday night. Black River Falls is now 2-12 on the season. They will face Viroqua on Friday night. Weston picked up a win 100-83 over Riverdale last night. Leading scorers for Weston were Garrett Jennings with 31, Trevor Westfall 26, and Isaac Jennings added 21. Garrett Jennings went over the 1,000-point scoring mark for his high school career. For Riverdale, Bevan Dennis had 32, including 9 3-pointers. Henry Drone added 23. Owen Blankenship, 18 for Riverdale. Elsewhere, it was Ithaca getting the win against Brookwood, 65-41, and Highland over Cassville, 88-49. Highland's Wes Cressinger going over 1,000 career points in that game last night for the Cardinals. Mount Horeb over Platteville, 91-59. Viroqua beat Dodgeville, 78-75. Luther, 82. Cashton, 26. River Ridge over Benton, 84-39. Pittsville, 74. Wanewuck Center, 46. Potosi, 77. Belmont, 52. New Lisbon, 74-69 over Tri-County. In girls basketball, Ithaca was a winner against Brookwood, 51-15. Argyle Pecatonica over River Valley, 77-43. Royal, 70. Black River Falls, 56. Platteville, 60. Mount Horeb, 40. Westby over GET, 60-44. Belmont, 52. Wazika Steuben, 42. It was Belleville over Mineral Point, 60-42.
to 51. Potosi-Cassville 63-60 against East Dubuque. Poinette 57, Wisconsin Heights 40. Westfield 58, Wisconsin Dells 44. And Luther over Toma 53-26. On tonight's schedule, plenty of wrestling at Riverdale. There's a quad being hosted by the Chieftains. It'll get underway at 5 o'clock and featuring Hillsboro, Ithaca Weston, Richland Center, and Riverdale. Richland Center was in action over the weekend in tournament action at Sparta. Caden Stibbe at 113 took fifth. Also a fifth place for Brock Barrett at 132. Ethan Bodendine at 175 finished eighth. Mason Jelenic at 190 was sixth. Ethan Bindle at 215 finished fifth. And Ethan Haiti at 126 was a champion for the Hornets over the weekend. Tonight at Lancaster, the Arrows host Iowa Grant Highland and Boscobel Wazika Steuben. In basketball action, in girls, it's Westby at Richland Center, River Valley at Boscobel, Fenimore at Riverdale, Iowa Grant at Lancaster, DeSoto visits Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Mauston, Ithaca at New Lisbon, Reedsburg at Baraboo, Viroqua at Seneca, Mount Horeb at Sauk Prairie, and Wisconsin Heights at Dodgeville. In boys basketball, Iowa Grant at Southwestern, Dodgeville at Mineral Point, Cuba City at Lancaster, Monroe at Darlington, Fenimore at Belleville, River Valley at Reedsburg, Mauston travels to the Dells, Prairie du Chien at Westby, Cashton at Royal, Bangor at Nisida, New Lisbon at Hillsboro. In the Ridge and Valley, Wazika Steuben at Lafarge, Weston at Kickapoo, Seneca travels to DeSoto, and North Crawford is at Ithaca. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and online at WRCO.com as the Trojans and Bulldogs rematch. The first one of the year was won by North Crawford in overtime. North Crawford currently unbeaten in the Ridge and Valley. Major Bowling League action last night. Quail Run Golf Links had a 36-15. Cardinal CG 35-22. Frazier Home Improvement a 33-83. Top game, Quail Run Golf Links at 12-41. Cardinal CG at 12-31. Frazier Home Improvement at 11-58. Top series, Travis Bushley a 7-29. Terry Wheaton, 106 over average with a 6-79. And Todd Gruber had a 6-50. Also, Travis Bushley at the top game at 268. Todd Gruber at a 258. Kirk Bardo at 257. Ron Cooey bowled a 557, 98 over average. And Fred Kepler bowled a 632, 95 over average. Church League Volleyball tonight at 6:30. Church of the Nazarene 1 plays Beulah Wesleyan 2. At 7:15, Bethel Lutheran faces Free Methodist 1. At 8, Grace Community 2 over Boscobel Assembly of God. 8:45, Richland Baptist Temple 4 with the game against Church of the Nazarene 2. And then at 9:30, Richland Baptist Temple 2 plays Hidden Valley Community. Avoca Bible 1 will have a bye in tonight's league action. The Milwaukee Bucks hit more than 60% from the floor in a 125-110 win at Utah last night. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard scored 35 points each, and the two stars were good on a combined 30 of 45 shots. Chris Middleton added 22 off the bench. Milwaukee makes a quick turnaround for a back-to-back game tonight in Portland against the Trailblazers. The Bucks were able to get the win, though last night Utah was pesky against them. Here's Doc Rivers.
Yeah, you want to win. Obviously, I thought we had a chance, but give them credit. They kept playing hard. They made shots. I thought Clarkson made a bunch of threes. Wanted to strangle them. But they know, you know, they play hard. They execute. They run their stuff. So it would have been an easy game for them to let go of the rope, and they didn't do that. So give them credit.
For the Bucks again, they'll play tonight against Portland. Also in basketball news, Marquette and Wisconsin each moved up one spot in this week's AP Men's College Basketball Top 25 poll. Marquette stays in the top 10 at number 9 and Wisconsin at number 17. The Golden Eagles are back on the court Tuesday at Butler. The Badgers travel to Maryland for the next Big Ten Conference game on Wednesday.
Wisconsin is looking into a former women's basketball player's allegations that she was mistreated by coach Marissa Mosley and her staff. The school said yesterday, Ball State center Tessa Towers, who played for Wisconsin from 2022 through 24, alleged in a TikTok post over the weekend that her freshman year was completely ruined, in her words. My freshman year of college, I felt like a lab rat for my coaches and staff because they would put me on new medications every other week. Towers wrote in captions over photos of her Wisconsin uniform, I was 17 years old. Elsewhere, despite mediocre results, the Packers have extended the contract with special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia. He had been a candidate to take over as head coach for the Cowboys. Now he will remain in Green Bay. In Bisaccia's first season handling the special teams, the Packers moved up from dead last in the NFL to 22nd. Last year, the same unit dropped back to 29th. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Hey, Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs. We look forward to serving you.
Finalists are announced for the WBCA Mr. Basketball Award, plus other hoops notes. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. The Wisconsin Basketball Coaches Association has announced its six finalists for the prestigious Mr. Basketball Award. This year's top group includes Amari Allen of Ashwaubenon, Jamarian Bateman of Milwaukee Academy of Science, Gavin Gorers of Cumberland, Zach Kinziger of De Pere, Xavion Mitchell of Oshkosh North, and Aaron Womack of Dominican. The winner of the Mr. Basketball Award will be announced at the state tournament, and the finalists for the Ms. Basketball Award will be released later this week. Going back to last week, there were some big performances around the state. In a rematch of last year's Division II state title game, Wisconsin Lutheran downed Pewaukee 71-53 in a boys' hoops game Thursday night. On Friday, Drew Doust of Southern Door moved into fourth place on the state's all-time scoring list with 40 points to go along with 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and 5 steals in a win over Oconto. The Southwestern boys team continued its strong recent play, defeating a pair of ranked Division V teams. First, it was a 67-58 win over 9th-ranked Abundant Life at Fiserv Forum on Thursday, before another impressive non-conference showing on Saturday with a game at 2nd-ranked and previously undefeated North Crawford. In that one, Aiden Kelleher scored a game-high 18 points to lift Southwestern to an exciting 55-53 victory. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
Your local Cobuson team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobuson family of drivers. No experience necessary. Call 647-4446. Jones Chevrolet Buick offers the very best sales, parts, body shop work, and GM certified service. Chevy, find new roads. And Julie Cairn State Farm Insurance, here to help life go right. Offering auto, home, business, life, disability insurance, and financial service.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 24 degrees. Time now for a Vintage Paul Harvey program sponsored by Julie Cairn State Farm. Focused on relationships, not transactions. They help you prepare for and recover from the unexpected.
Now, the rest of the story. Des Bois, they called him. Des Bois the demon of Chamonix. For many years he had tormented the people of the region, had tested their faith, had plunged them into despair. Rumors rumbled through the countryside like thunder that Des Bois had crushed the barn of a neighboring farmer as though it were a toy. that he had destroyed the crops of another farmer and had even annihilated an entire village somewhere nearby. And sadly, incredibly, the rumors were true. Now, in the spring of 1644, Desbois was said to have threatened the town of Chamonix with destruction. He would block the river valley, it was said, would turn the river back on itself, and beneath the wide, deep lake that was left would be Chamonix. So it was that the town fathers met to discuss their options. Pray? For years they had prayed to be spared the wrath of Desbois, only to cower as he attacked them once more. Special services in the town church? What cared Desbois for buildings with bells and steeples? He'd already laid waste to such. But wait, wait, there was one thing they had not tried. The most obvious thing. An exorcism. They must petition Charles de Sales, the Bishop of Geneva. They must explain their predicament and beseech his intervention. And they did. And guess what? In June of that same year, who arrived in Chamonix but the bishop himself? Yes, he personally would conduct the rite of exorcism. He personally would face the dreaded Desbois and would vanquish him. The bishop's courage was infectious. Before long, scores of townsfolk offered to assist him. Day by day, as the bishop solemnly prepared, their numbers grew until on the eve of the awesome event, some 300 townspeople had gathered to accompany their general in this spiritual war. After a couple of hours, the procession had reached the demon's door. By then, his hungry eye was fixed on 7 small villages in the region, which he had already cornered. But the bishop, bold as ever, stared back and began the holy recitations, which, some insist, resound through the Chamonix Valley to this day. Now, it depends on whose history one reads. But the consensus of 17th century sources seems to be that while other demons continued roaming and ravaging the French Alps, the one called Desbois, who descended the slopes of Mont Blanc to terrorize Chamonix, that demon was subdued by the Bishop of Geneva. Indeed, after advancing on the territory at the staggering rate of 400 feet a day, Desbois now retreated, as he would, it was reported, for decades to come. For once upon a time, a holy man raised his staff against a sea of ice and sent it reeling backward and upward into the mountain from whence it came. The bishop exorcised a glacier? The bishop exorcised a glacier. Only now you know the rest of the story.
Building a small business takes hard work. Protecting it takes a good neighbor. A reliable resource for any small business owner is another small business owner. At Julie Karen State Farm, we are that resource. With the hands-on knowledge that we've gained from running our own small business, we're here to assist you with the coverage and financial services that best fit your unique needs, now and in the future. We're all business for small business, and that commitment starts by working closely with you to get to know the nuances of what you do. And like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Get ready for a night you won't forget. Howl to Go Dueling Pianos is coming to events at Castle Rock on County G on Saturday, February 8th. These dueling piano masters will have you singing, dancing, and requesting your favorite songs all night long. Tickets start at just $45 and include dinner and the show. But hurry, tickets are selling fast. Don't miss this epic night of live music and interactive fun. Visit events at castlerock.com to grab your tickets today. That's events at castlerock.com. See you at Castle Rock for a night to remember.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Coach Jamie Johnson here. How are your New Year's resolutions or goals going? Are you struggling? Have you given up already? Maybe you didn't even know where to start or didn't even start. I would love to chat with you about a systematic, structured, supported health plan that works. I say with our program, the plan works if you work the plan. Contact me today, Jamie Johnson, through Facebook, or you can call me at 608-604-7751. Mention the radio ad and receive a scholarship upon the order.
100.9 WRCO.
She ever wanted, that was once upon a time. She was all you ever needed, that's what makes it such a crime. How you took her heart for granted, how you threw her love away. Now you still don't understand it, if you did you'd never say. It was too good to be true. What did you expect of girls? Never said so doesn't mean you didn't see. Every time you stole an apple off somebody else's tree. Late last night that lipstick litter she left on the bedroom door. So you don't get it and you ain't gonna get it anymore. That was too good to be true. What did you expect of girl?
Michael Peterson on WRCO FM 100.9. We're at 25 degrees on the way up, cruising after a low of 15 this morning, headed toward 44 a little bit later. Our trivia question of the day is coming up, and we'll welcome some friends from the community in the morning show studios today between 9 and 10. It's a pretty nice morning out there, as long as the winds stay down there. Just seems like later in the day when I finally get out there, it's like, boy, oh boy, yes, kind of flapping my eyelids. And yeah, that was kind of like that yesterday. And driving toward Spring Green and down toward Black Earth in that area. And it was blowing across her like it was a blizzard or something yesterday. probably only a flurry or two, but the wind was so strong.
I hope it hurts. I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her ain't meant for loving and letting go. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. If I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know what I mean. I had to break it to her. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make up, she ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, man, she ain't missing you.
Somewhere down south, there's a swinging screen door, sundress beauty on a hot front porch, knocking one back, baby, oh my lord. Gravel saying, oh my star, she's Dukes of Hazzard in her daddy's car. Amazing grace in a mason jar.
Have mercy.
You can go around the block, around the town, around the world. There's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing
like a southern day.
The red lipstick, just like Scarlet, she's gone with the wind. Sunday morning with the honey biscuits.
Have mercy.
You can go around the block, around the town, around the world. There's nothing like a down home girl. Ain't nothing. Catch your heart like a firefly. Hold on to you for the rest of my life.
Scotty McCreary and the Southern Bells. Well, some things to celebrate today. It is Daisy Day. It's International Lego Day. Woohoo! Too bad we don't have Legos here at the studio. We could really build some cool things. National Blueberry Pancake Day. National Gift of Ladybug Day. Ladybugs are all right, except when they drop in my ski. National Kazoo Day, as pointed out by Hank Bray this morning. And it's National Plan for Vacation Day. That happens a lot during the month of January. People just dreaming about escaping and putting together some sort of a thing that they can look forward to. And light at the end of the tunnel. In fact, we just did that. We were just planning ahead and booking a big trip for the summer. So we're going to visit some friends in Hub City, actually.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, and a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30.
Calling all parents and their children ages 0 to 5, including kindergartners in Richland County. Join them for an exciting adventure at the Brewer Public Library, Saturday, February 1st from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten Challenge and enjoy fun activities from PBS Kids, free book giveaways, take-home materials, and reading and literacy resources. It's a day packed with learning and fun for the whole family. Learn more at CESA3.org or contact the Brewer Public Library at 608-64 476444. Don't miss out. Hope to see you there. Start your reading adventure this February at the library. We'll see you at the Brewer Public Library Saturday, February 1st from 10 until 1.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance, just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC, on Baroque's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you.
The trivia question of the day is coming up next. It is sponsored by Muscadet Mini Mart. We have a large pizza to give away right now if you know the right answer to our musical quiz. Holly Dunn, Ricky Van Shelton, Randy Travis, and Dwight Yoakam. These country artists all had breakthrough hits in the same year. Can you give me the year that those artists broke free and broke into the national country music? 608-647-4155. That's the trivia hotline today, and the winning answer takes home the pizza.
I bet one of his friends let my name slip again, and it's
sent you down a rabbit hole spinning. Now you know I sing, know my sign, know my drink size me up in a matter of minutes. Did you mean to double tap that spring break throwback from 2016 in PCB? Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
Megan Maroney on WRCO, and I'm not pretty. No comments, okay? No comments. Anyway, this year, Holly Dunn, Ricky Van Shelton, Randy Travis, and Dwight Yoakam all broke through. All of those country artists had hits the same year for the first time, and that year was 1986. Congratulations to Rich Collins, our winner of trivia today. Rich wins a great prize, a large pizza from Muscadet Mini Mart, including a choice of toppings. Good stuff. Great prize. So Rich takes the pizza. What a year for that. And then also big artists had huge hits, like George Strait was right in there as well, as he had hits, you know, basically every year since 1981 or whenever it was when he had his first hit. I think it was 81. But 86 included Judy Rodman as well. Keith Whitley had a breakthrough year. Reba McEntire had a big year. So good stuff back in the day as they had kind of a resurgence and a renaissance in country music that year. Thanks for playing trivia. Here's Randy Travis.
Operator, please connect me with 1982. I need to make apologies for what I didn't do. I sure do need to tell her that I thought the whole thing through, and now it's clear that she is what I should have held on to. They say hindsight's 20/20, but I'm nearly going blind from staring at her photograph and wishing she was mine. It's that same old lost love story. It's sad
but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Postman, can you sell me a special kind of stamp? One to send a letter from this crazy lonely man back into the wasted years of my living past. I need to tell. It's sad, but it's true. There was a time when she was mine in 1982. Losing my mind, going back in time to 1982.
A breakthrough single for Randy Travis, which came out in 1986, and he was already lamenting going back to the year of 1982. That's something I've been doing ever since 1982. It is currently 26 degrees as we head toward 9. It is 8 minutes away.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel and Westby is hosting a health and wellness event on Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Discover the people and services available in our community to help you live your best life and take advantage of this opportunity to talk to experts about how to take care of yourself and your home. Visit their Facebook page for a list of participating businesses. Don't miss it. Saturday, February 1st from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Door prizes and giveaways at Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel and Westby.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
A group from St. Luke's School will be our guests on the first part of the morning show today here on WRCO. Look forward to that. Sunny and 27 right now. Here is Mary Sarah.
Suit and tie professional, six figures, no decimal on paper. What a life.
'cause I'm in good company. I could have chased on till I was dead, but I followed the neon instead. I wanna be where the mountains and the colors are blue. I wanna drink where you buy one and they give you two. If we had more money, we'd have more problems. Heard it's only at the top, so you can find us at the bottom shelf.
Solo maintenance, don't need no champagne, popping entertainment. Take her to Wendy's, can't keep her off me. She wanna dip me like them fries in a frosty. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeak, squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like. Don't need no mansion to get romance. She's super fine, double wide, slow dancing. But every now and then when I get paid, I gotta spoil my baby with an upgrade. Yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like my new clean blue jeans without the holes in them. Country kisses on my lips without the skull in them. Yeah, she probably gonna be keeping some Victoria's Secrets. Maybe little Maybelline, but she don't need it. In the kitchen light, radio slows down. Box winding her up, Duke goes down. Ay, yeah, we fancy like Applebee's on a date night. Got that Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake and some whipped cream on the top too. Two straws, one check, girl, I got you. Bougie like Natty in the styrofoam. Squeaking in the truck bed all the way home. Some Alabama jammer, she my Dixieland delight. That's how we do, fancy like.
Happy trails to you. again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk again next hour with the Morning Show get-together right here. News This Hour is sponsored by the Phoenix Center. Family fun and its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. It is 27 degrees. The time is 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one defective...